This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Mega, making Eternia great again! I am Eddie, Prince of Daydream Destruction Manual and defender of the Podcast Arcade. This is Carl, my goat-kicking friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic microphone and said, "By the power of podcasts, I have the power!"
I have the power too!
Carl became the mighty Goat Kicker, and I became E-Man, the most podcasty man in the universe! Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Podcastress, Jeff at Arms, and Dorko. Together we defend the Podcast Arcade from the evil forces of boredom. Mega.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternia Great Again. This is Eddie.
And this is Jeff.
And on today's episode, we're not going to be discussing a character, Jeff.
Well,
maybe a
that's
character.
Subjective.
Yeah, exactly right. This person is a character. And I remember, slight segue, years ago, you know, people, you get to know me, kind of like out there performing, you know.
Right.
Yay, make jokes. I was at work doing that, and it's very hard. Like, that's just part of my makeup. Like, if I can't do a certain thing like that, then you don't get the other part either.
Right.
So, and it's appropriate. Like, I just don't do it in meetings.
You sure.
Know, pull out sock puppets.
Sure, sure.
Look
well,
at me.
Well, yeah, you do, but
I do.
Depending on the meeting.
Exactly. This guy looks at me, and he goes, "It's better to have character than to be a character." And I looked at him and I go, "Look at you with your either or old timey bullcrap advice."
Oh man.
It's even better to be a character and have character. So stop with that.
That's so funny.
Gross.
Gross. No kidding.
That's old timey. You put a pickle in your shoe and you go to sleep. Wake up a wealthy man.
That's right. Oh man.
Crazy. Anyway,
anyways,
this person is a character.
Yes.
And he blew the brains of all of us, blew the doors off of Grayskull to almost technically.
That's right.
With the announcement at PowerCon 2019 in San Diego, California, right?
Yep.
Kevin Smith announced he will be working with Netflix to create an anime version of the Masters of the Universe. And we're talking about it. Now.
All right.
So the guy that made Mallrats,
yeah, I know,
is gonna make
Jay and Silent Bob,
yes,
Strikes Back.
Yep. Dogma. If you're a,
yep. Oh man.
I mean, that's, you know,
he's got full control.
The thing about Kevin Smith is that, and I've said this a million times, he actually, in my opinion, is a good writer. I think he makes
totally
entertaining,
oh, absolutely,
stories.
Absolutely.
He's known a lot for his kind of super blue comedy.
Here's the thing. There's not a thing that Kevin Smith has made that somebody's forgotten about.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
There's actually probably a couple, but when he is in true form.
Right. When he's in true form. I mean, I'm not going to say that anything is like, oh, that's a classic.
Right.
Anything like that. But it's stuff that you're like, okay, I haven't seen it in 15 years, but I remember it.
Right.
I remember a lot of it.
He's done,
you know?
He's done some stuff that I really enjoyed. He's,
yes,
done some stuff that I need to see. Have you seen Red State at all?
I don't think so.
He did Red State.
Okay.
And it's a weird, trippy movie.
Okay.
It's not a comedy. It's kind of a weird, violent drama.
Hmm.
But if you put a gun to my head and said, pick your favorite Kevin Smith movie right now, it's still Mallrats.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I like the Clerks series. That's very funny.
Yep.
It's super adult for anybody who has not seen it or thinks about showing it to their kids. You should probably watch it first.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Even Mallrats.
Just plop that down in,
no,
front of your kids. Like,
no,
hey, this is on.
This looks great.
This.
It's funny. But Mallrats, still super adult, but it's so funny.
Oh my gosh, it's great though.
Yeah.
And look at all the people that came out of, you know, that ended up having very successful careers.
Yeah.
That started with him.
Oh, dude.
You know.
Well, Ben Affleck was in other things too, but I mean,
sure, sure, sure. Well, yeah. But what I'm saying is like, look at what's his name?
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Dude. You know? My name is Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like one of my favorite dudes of all time.
He's hilarious too.
My name is Earl. I've watched every single episode at least 5 times.
Isn't that a great show?
I love that show.
Yeah.
We could do a whole episode on My Name is Earl.
Dude. And the thing that I like about him, and I think a lot of people do, is like, I think he's genuinely fun to work with.
Right.
And so when you see some of the A-list people who have been in his movies,
yep.
I mean, he's had Will Ferrell, mm-hmm. he's had Chris Rock,
yep.
he's had
Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these aren't crappy actors, just like to go and have fun. And Carrie Fisher was in Dogma. Yeah. Yep. And
He even had Alanis Morissette.
Not Dogma. She was in Jay and Silent Bob. I'm sorry. Yeah, Alanis Morissette was in Dogma.
And wasn't
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill.
He was the...
the cock knocker.
Yeah.
He had the giant... Sorry. That's a little bit... Already it's sorry. A little blue.
That's right.
But the thing is, it's funny.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of mixed emotions, I think, within the kind of nerd community about Kevin Smith and his brand.
Sure.
Even if people kind of like it, they're like, well, he has a certain style. And does that really fit with He-Man?
Well, here's what he said to that, though, because he's been asked that multiple times. And he said, it's like he knows that people's minds are going there.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, he's like, I promise you, all the MOTU fans out there, that this will not be a single flavor of Kevin Smith.
Right.
He's like, I will do justice to Masters of the Universe. This is going to be, here's the premise, and this is where it's going to be. And he's coming at it as a fan,
yep.
not as I'm Kevin Smith, the writer.
Yeah.
And I love that. So he's basically saying, like, I'm lucky that I'm known enough
mm-hmm.
that somebody's given me this platform that I can do this. But he's actually looking across at all of us, just normal fans, going like, I got this, guys. You know, like, don't worry about it. You know,
well, people forget, not everybody, but casual fans, he's written TV episodes
of
Arrow. He's directed Arrow.
Yeah.
He's written comic books for like mm-hmm. Green Lantern and Green Arrow again. And I think he's even helped with Batman.
Right.
It's like, and none of that has that view askew. No.
He knows when to turn himself
off,
his style.
And I'd be lying if I said on some level I wanted to see a little bit of his style, not the profanity, but I just mean like that quirky, weird, bonkers.
Sure.
You know, there's that scene in Mallrats where they're Jay and Silent Bob the whole time. The parts of Mallrats that stand out to me aren't so much the profane parts. It's the almost Looney Tunes.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
And you can tell this is a guy, he's our age. He grew up with Looney Tunes and those types of cartoons. When Jay and Silent Bob are trying to just destroy the stage, that's their entire point in the movie. And the mall security guard, LaFleur's, is like, no, he's like famous for stopping shenanigans in the mall. And one of their master plans is to basically just hit him over the head with a sock full of quarters.
Yeah.
The way that whole scene plays out, the comedy of that scene. I think some random kid throws a skateboard out there and Silent Bob is swinging this sock of quarters to bean him, and he hits the skateboard and just skates right past him, ends up giving him the sock full of quarters and he like, it's like $50 a quarter.
Right.
And then he just goes sailing through the mall and it's just a great, funny scene.
Yeah, it's good. He's, when it comes down to the slapstick of it, he's perfect with it. It's a great job.
It's hilarious.
And he was young then too, and he was writing super funny comedy
back
then.
So some of that sensibility, I think that would be funny to see, like, you know, Orko or whatever, some more comedic elements of the show play.
I think it's going to be less childlike.
I agree.
Comedy.
There. Yeah,
and it's gonna probably more teenager
high adventure.
Yes,
more peril and less like ho ho ho.
Yeah, know? I think there'll be some comedy. Yeah. You know, I mean, because even in the She-Ra stuff, the new She-Ra stuff, it's funny. There's a lot of funny parts in it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think it's gonna be campy.
No,
and I think it's gonna be an intelligent sense of humor.
It'll take itself seriously. I think it'll be intelligent, maybe some slapstick here and there. But I do think, and it's good. I'm glad you mentioned this. It's not gonna pick up where She-Ra.
Right.
This doesn't new sound animated
like they're gonna
blend. No, it's going to exist separately.
Yeah.
In his interview here with, in this case, it was with Engadget, he says flat out, it's going to pick up right where the old series left off, and that they're going to basically resurrect storylines and characters and unresolved things.
Right. So it's not a reboot.
No,
it's nothing of the sort. And so it's interesting to me because I'd have to go back and look and see how it ended off. Did it just like just stop? I don't remember.
I got to remember this. I know that we keep talking about it in the toy line, but I want to say the cartoon did have a thing where Skeletor left Eternia.
Right. And so that's the thing is like, I know the lore of it is that Skeletor left Eternia, went into space or whatever. And then He-Man travels after him.
Right.
Supposedly. And that's where the new adventures of He-Man took off.
Supposedly. You know? As a fan and as a guy who is a co-host and a co-creator of this podcast, you'd think I would have watched the last episode of He-Man, but I don't think I have.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
So it's certainly something we should probably do. But the idea is that
everybody listens like, of course.
Unsubscribe.
That toy was wave one, right, guys?
Yep. Wave one. Wave one toy. Maybe wave two, but I think it was wave one.
I was pretty sure it was wave one.
With
Twistoid, right? Wave one? Yeah, wave one.
Exactly. The Rock Lords? Wave one.
Wave one, totally.
The Meteorbs, those. Yes. That's, mark my words, yeah. I want to do an episode on the Meteorbs.
We need to.
Yes.
Those are so freaking cool.
Do not. Anyways. Yes. Right. We need to talk about the Meteorbs.
Yep, we will. Anyway, so the new show is going to be called Masters of the Universe Revelations.
Yep. The animation studio behind it is called Powerhouse Animation.
Yep.
It's the same studio behind Netflix's show Castlevania. So it's going to have that very anime kind of look, I think.
Yep. I haven't seen that, but it's got really good reviews.
And it looks cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does look very kind of, you know, anime-ish.
Sure.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
The thing is with that. Is that right,
preach, Brother Jeff.
Right,
here we go.
I'm hearing you.
I'm getting ready.
If you think about it, so way back in like episode 26, was it? Our buzz off? My interjection in the Mega my first time.
Yes.
At that time, we were both against the 2000 series.
We were kind of like mocking it.
Right.
In a way.
And we're just like, oh, no, not my He-Man. You know? And like, as time has progressed and more we've expanded our minds.
Grown.
And we've grown and matured with this. We've come to realize that it doesn't matter. Like our biggest mantra right now is it doesn't matter what style it is as long as it's alive.
Yep.
And because I am so tired of having to hold back and think of the memories I had when I was 5-6 years old, you know, and being like, that's all I know of He-Man right now, you know, because I missed the 2000 series because I was too busy, you know, doing my own life and stuff as a young adult.
Right.
You know, so I missed all that. And I'm like, man, so about now it's coming back and it's hitting our generation again. And it's hitting our kids' generation.
It's been almost 20 years since the reboot.
Since the reboot. Dude, exactly. So it's awesome.
Do you feel old yet?
Yeah, don't even get me started. But the cool thing about it is like, again, the Filmation stuff is the anomaly. Okay.
Yeah.
There is so much anime out there that is amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Filmation was the anomaly. So if anybody has a problem with like, well, it's not drawn the way that I like. Well, okay, but how much more did you ever see of that rotoscoping and all that other stuff since then?
Right.
It just doesn't
happen. Don't do it that way.
It doesn't go that way anymore.
And
in fact, it's actually, sorry to cut you off, it's actually done better now because of, and I'm not bashing on the Filmation artists or anything or the way it was done, but they had to do it so quickly and so whatever that a lot of it was really campy.
Yeah.
You know, it was the same thing over and over again.
You're remembering it more fondly because of the age you were when you saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you would have saw that when you're 19, you'd been like, what?
Dude.
You know,
there's people. I mean, you and I were very much the same age. We were very much that target age when it came out.
Yeah.
And there's not contemporary, but people who we work with and who are friends with who are older than us. They're in their 50s now.
Right. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Right.
Because they were driving cars.
Exactly.
And, you know, they weren't
caught up into it. They weren't, you know, like our lives at that time was Pac-Man, Donkey Kong,
right.
You know, Mr. T's cereal, and then boom, He-Man.
You know,
and it was amazing. And for us, you know, compared to the rest of the cartoons that were out there,
maybe
Hanna-Barbera and stuff like that, you know, it was very realistic. And that's what I loved about it.
Well, and I said this before, I was born, you and I were born into a world where Star Wars already existed.
Correct.
Like, we don't know a life that doesn't have Star Wars.
True.
I have no memories that I wasn't cognizant of Star Wars as a thing. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, Star Wars has always existed.
Yep.
There's people who are older than us who are like, yeah, there was stuff before that. Like, and we know that now, but right. as a kid in 1983, I was like, yeah, Star Wars. That was around when I was a baby. So yep. there you go. Like, mm-hmm. it literally came out in the summer, right, of 77?
Yeah.
I was born in October of 77. Right. So,
born in January of 78. Yeah. So
Star Wars is technically older than you and me.
Yep.
And so, but with that, He-Man comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I at the time, had seen other shows, you know, like I'd seen Black Star.
Sure.
I had seen Thundar.
Right.
But those shows weren't on anymore.
Right.
They were done.
They were done, yeah.
And Black Star had toys, but they were really limited.
Right, yeah.
And Thundar, I don't think ever had toys in the 80s.
I don't know.
I don't recall.
Maybe Wave 1.
And so Black Star was like a blip. It showed up and was gone.
Right, yep.
It didn't stay around.
Yeah, which is sad.
He-Man shows up, and we're all old enough to remember a world before He-Man.
Yep.
And now here we are watching this show, and it looks amazing, and right. it's cool. The guy rides around on a green tiger with battle armor.
Yep.
And so for us, it was kind of like our discovery. We felt like nobody else knew about it.
Correct.
This was our
thing. Yeah, totally.
So I get it. But you got to be careful, like you said, if you don't allow for reinterpretation and flexibility within the thing that you like, you will see it go away.
Yeah.
It'll go away.
Yeah.
So either it lives in your brain. And I think there are people out there who are like, good. I'd sure. rather yeah, go
that,
away.
Yeah, that was mine. Leave it alone.
Than persist yeah. as anything other than yeah. what I think it should be. And for those people, I say you're just dead wrong. So
yeah.
if that was the case, we wouldn't get Star Trek The Next Generation.
True.
We wouldn't have gotten Deep Space Nine. We wouldn't have gotten this new Picard series that people are losing their mind yeah. over.
Even the Star Wars stuff. I mean, it's like we went and got Rogue One, and you know, I mean, those are excellent films. You
even
know?
the newer, and everybody's well, mixed on the, them, but the new numbered series 9. What do we think?
Yeah,
7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I love them.
I love them.
Yep, I think they're
so. People who are whamming, you're allowed to feel the way you
sure,
are.
Sure, yeah,
you're allowed
everybody's
to be,
yeah. We have our opinions. You have your opinions. There's nothing wrong with that.
Some are just
because we have a microphone. yeah, just because we have a microphone though doesn't mean that we're right though.
No, you know, but I think the more open you are to life, the more in yeah. the right you are.
Right.
You know, think about food, you know?
Sure.
Like, I don't eat that. Why not? I've never tried it before, so I know I hate it. Okay,
that happens all the time.
Doesn't make sense.
Yep.
But getting back around to the Kevin Smith series, he announced it at PowerCon. People collectively lost their minds, you know? The running joke was that Jason Mewes was going to be involved in it somehow.
Right, yeah.
But I don't see how they're ever... That would be funny
well,
if they
did,
snuck
he
him
did
in.
Say, he did say in an interview, he said that he might see if he would have him as a back
yeah.
character or something
That'd
like that.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be like the George Clooney as the... What was he, a dog or something like that in South Park or something?
Yeah.
Or a duck or something like that.
And yeah.
All he made was like a quack quack noise or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, he was in an episode. When he,
right.
That's
I mean,
fun.
The dude's got a wicked cool voice.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
But you have him making duck sounds.
Yeah. But I mean, if you had Jason Mewes as like a Clawful yeah. or something like that, that'd be all right. I mean, who cares?
I think it'd be funny if they worked them in as like some weird villagers.
Wouldn't,
and they look like Jay and Silent Bob.
What if they went full die. On and just like, he just gets all of his buddies. He's got Affleck in there.
That'd be amazing.
Like, wouldn't that be so cool, you know?
I would laugh so hard.
Oh, man. Like, He-Man's voice is Jason Lee.
What if He-Man is Jason Lee? He's Brody.
He's Brody. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. No, I'd love it. But I'm excited for it. There's been no dates announced. There's been nothing from Netflix in the sense of any hard information
right.
to hang your hat on.
I think
on.
They're even suggesting 2021.
Yeah.
So
it's a ways out.
It's a ways out.
But for whatever reason, they said make the announcement. So yeah. he did. And
I'm excited.
He was there. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And I'm excited for these new waves of toys. Are they in stores yet? The new Mattel He-Man figures?
Oh, the of the, what do they call them? Yeah, where they're like the vintage
Origins.
Stuff. Origins. There you go.
Are they in stores yet or no?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think they are. I think you can pre-order.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gosh. I don't know.
But I'm excited for the Origins.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what toys come out of
right.
this new series. Yep. Could you imagine that?
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
They have She-Ra toys now from the Netflix
yep.
show.
Yep. And so they're pretty cool,
They
actually.
Look cool.
Yeah, they look really good. My daughter's excited. So
yeah.
Christmas I think it's
is coming.
Awesome.
Christmas is coming.
Oh, don't tell me. Watch my wallet shrink.
Shrink-or.
That's right.
You and me will be like the poverty or
yeah.
outside.
poverty orb.
Just shrugging our shoulders.
And I held aloft my magic wallet and said, by the power of finances, take it.
By the power of bankruptcy.
That's right.
dear. I'm very excited. I'm excited to finally wrap up that She-Ra series.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of excited. It's nice, and not a knock on the She-Ra series. It's well done. It's entertaining. It's funny. But like we said before, it's kind of obvious that it is very much geared towards like the 7 to 10, 11 yeah. year olds.
Yep.
And maybe preteen, but I think even middle schoolers, they might be
sure
trailing away from that. Yeah. But I think maybe even younger, maybe from like 5 to 10, 11-ish,
yeah.
that magic window there. Yep. But as far as 40-plus-year-old grown men watching it, it's entertaining. I can see how it's been entertaining, but I'm not wrapped up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm in the same boat. I mean, we had our She-Ra party again over at my house and watched, what, four episodes, like that.
I think, yeah.
And, you know, it's just enough for guys of our age that came from that world, you know,
yeah.
when we were, you know, young. There's just enough of a nod
mm-hmm.
that we're like, okay, we got that. They did that for us. You
right.
know what I mean? Where it's like, it's part of the story or whatever. And the kids are just like, boom, it goes out of their head. But they know that the dads that are sitting there or the moms that are sitting there, they're seeing these things going, okay, that was cool. That was for
yeah.
us, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of that, but it's just enough, you know? So it kind of ties the two generations together, which I think is fun.
And it's enough to keep us dialed in.
Yeah, totally.
For us to be like, ooh, they yeah. mentioned this. And then they're on to something else.
Yeah. It's like, the first time I saw Grizzlord on there, about lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
But they didn't even call him Grizzlord.
No.
No yeah. names.
No, nothing. It's just like, this is guy in the background. You're like, that's Grizzlord.
It's Dean.
It's Dean.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
But hey, what about you? What are your thoughts on this Kevin Smith series coming out sometime in the future with Masters of the Universe? I saw a reference. I think they've backed off it a little bit because at first I saw it was like Masters of the Multiverse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now they're calling it Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Yeah.
So it's already kind of undergoing some tweaks.
Yeah.
The image is amazing looking, by the way.
So cool.
It's a very much kind of a modern look at the original Grayskull.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pay attention to the shape above it, I'm just noticing this now. It has the power sword with the open drawbridge in the middle of the castle. But if you look above, I just realized this. I think the formation in the clouds above is in the shape of the Hordak bat. If you look
oh,
at that.
Oh, yeah.
I just noticed that.
It is.
Above Castle Grayskull, there's like
a
clearing in the clouds that has a red
yeah,
light.
Yeah, it's like the lightning's coming through the clouds and it's lighting up the clouds just enough so it looks like...
Like a Hordak like bat Hordak symbol bat. Almost. But
interesting.
It's super interesting, and share your thoughts with us.
Yeah.
Check us out on our Facebook page. It's rapidly growing. Become part of the coolest club in town.
That's right. The Mega Club.
Check out the Mega Club. We're on Facebook. We are on Twitter.
We're on the YouTubes.
On the YouTubes.
That's right.
Dude.
We're starting to do videos.
Getting videos going.
Whether you like it or not, you're Doesn't getting that, it.
Yeah, exactly. Did you want that? No. Tough. Here it is. We're giving you what my parents gave to me in the form of a Weeble Village.
That's right.
You're getting a thing you never asked for. But in the opposite case, this is awesome.
That's right.
When the Weeble Village was not. It sucked.
Yep.
I don't care who you
like
are.
Like Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs, the worst toy ever made.
The toys that made us depressed.
The toys that made you want to kill yourself. But yeah, let us know. Check us out on the social medias. Please consider sharing and liking. Oh, and one thing I always think about after the fact. Give us a review.
Yes, please do.
Go to your podcast stuff machine, as Ram Man has called it.
Right.
And give us a review.
Yeah, if you like our show, put it. Say you like it. If you don't like our show, say you like it anyways.
Lie.
Please.
But yeah, especially on the Apple Podcast app, there's a great feature there. You can actually rate and write a little quick blurb about what you like about the show. And those types of things help lift this show up and allow us to be able to take on more cool projects
yes.
as we get exposed to more things and more people.
That's right.
So I guess cool. with all of that, with Masters of the Universe Revelation fervor behind us, the people said,
good journey. We'll be right back.
Omega.